these are the four horsemen of maybe predicting that your relationship's going to end up in a breakup. Gone over contempt, defensiveness. The third, stonewalling. And this means
the worst.
Emotional withdrawal.
Oh, I've dealt with that in a long-term relationship. It is the worst.
You were kind of alluding to it. Some people just shut down.
Shut down.
Refuse to talk to their partner. Now, here's the thing.
It's horrible.
I know for a fact in a relationship, with my relationship and with friendships too, sometimes if we are arguing, I need a minute. I need a minute to like process what I want to say and how I'm feeling about it. And like, I really need a minute. And so I won't get into it right then and there.
But hey, can we talk about this later?
Eventually, you have to talk about it.
I think even saying, hey, I think we're both a little upset right now. Let's take a minute to think about it and let's go come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely had where they shut down, they disappear, they don't respond to anything.
Right.
Well, counseling said that that's a good thing to do is if you arc and it's getting heated, is to take a break from the argument mm-hmm. and not engage in it.
That's fine.
And so I don't think stonewalling would be more of you just totally disengage, never bring it back up again.
Exactly.
And you're not there and you're not even talking.
And their way is the highway and that's just the end of it.
But if they have an issue, they can bring it up.
Sure.
I've always noticed that the stonewallers are the ones that will bring up an issue and they want to answer right then. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a normal communicator, you're like, oh, okay, you just answer the question. You don't just disappear or don't. I mean, it's weird.
Well, this is also, I think, sometimes a power dynamic where you can also see it in like your professional relationships or too, where maybe you're going to somebody with a problem mm-hmm. and instead of, hey, let's talk this out, it's like, nope, this is the way that it is. And that can be defeating. It can.
But it's stonewalling, mm-hmm. no, that's the way it is, or it's just you shut down and don't even want to talk
to the person. Both, all the above.
I think a lot of it is the shutting down.
Mm-hmm. I have done lately a few things like, all right, let's not talk about this for a minute so I can process it and whatnot and walk. Because what happens is, to me, you both start one upping the person, and then you're one upping the person.
Yeah.
You're one, and then that's where the tensity comes in.
Now, one thing I have noticed that Jason does at work, which I need to start doing, is if someone comes to him and has an issue, he pulls out the organizational chart at work. And if you're below him, he goes, I don't have time for this.
That is.
If you're even or above him, he goes, this is good. I'll stop everything I'm doing right now. We should talk about this.
What are you thinking?
Let me hear your concern.
How are you feeling?
I'm trying not to do that.
But if you're below, he's like, I don't have time for this. I'm in my office.
Here's a calendar link, schedule time.
I'll give you 2 units.
And he'll
2 minutes.
Decline it when you say it.
Decline. Like, wait, what?
Just kidding. All right. And then the number one, which has already been ruined for us, the number one horseman that your relationship is going to end in a breakup, you date Jared. So there it is.
There it is.
Okay, perfect.
Just kidding. It is criticism, which is different from contempt. Is different from contempt because criticism is when you are just straight up attacking your partner's character instead of the specific issue.
Like you always do this.
Yep. I mean, it's different than like the sarcasm or it's different than an eye roll. Criticism is you are cutting them down to the core.
Mm. And they're saying this is not bringing up a concern. This is just for no reason.
Just in general. In general.
If you were hypercritical all the time, mm-hmm. no one wants to be around that.
There is a big difference, too, in all these things that you've just said, Katie, in cultural differences. And this is where, I mean, you know, Sebastian
Maniscalco.
I said it wrong for the first 10 years.
He talks about him being more northern, his wife being more southern, and the cultural differences clash. He's more abrupt. He's more, and that has happened to me big time. Like, we are, when I was from Rhode Island, very abrupt, very upfront. Very argumentative, and then it just ends, and you're best friends. It doesn't even come across to me as rude. You know, I say, no, just don't do that. But, you know, if it's just sharp and abrupt, mm-hmm. and it's like the other person's taken back, like they're not as worthy, and then it takes a long time for them to process it and think, and they need some more time. And that's the cultural difference. You hear it differently.
Well,
both people hear it differently.
Yeah.
And you're coming from a spot where maybe you are all... you all communicate the same way and it's understood. That's why they say that relationships take work because you're learning the other person's communication. So that means just because you shoot off like that, you're going to have to work with the other person just the same way they're going to have to work with you to come to find the common ground of like what works.
I mean, there's different ways in this. I would take some of this other things they say as like, what the hell's wrong with you in my mind?
Mm-hmm.
And she takes what the hell's wrong with you in her mind. And it's very obvious because when I go home, I've been here for so long down south, for so long, you know, like 25 years. When I go back to Rhode Island and I talk with different people, that they are, I notice it way more. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, you pull up to a toll booth, like, next.
Yeah.
Next. Well, next.
Yeah. Jason, didn't you say when you first moved here, somebody's like, hey, how are you? And you're like, what?
What?
Like, he thought he wanted to fight you. That's like, what's your problem?
When I went to ODU, that's where I went to school, and somebody was walking down the side of the street and like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, you making fun of me?
I'll kill you.
Are you POS?
A big one is
saying hi.
Around the holidays. It will be a loud, you're completely wrong. You think that? How stupid.
Oh, like in your own families? Yeah. You mean? Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, we're completely fine in a minute. It's just like a little, it would be like me saying to you, Katie, like, well, I disagree with that. No, they don't say that. It's like, you were wrong. GDG. I didn't even know what GD meant until I moved here. It's so common to say that, like, this is ridiculous. How stupid is somebody to do? And it's nothing. It's just a cultural difference.
Like, no,
and you guys
it.
Think we come across rude, but we don't think we come across rude together. Now I see it.
Yeah,
now you understand.
Yeah.
Well, there's the big differences, and the families can be different as well.
My wife's side's like really happy, and they encourage things. They work on their inner self. We work on their inner self. My family don't do any of this. No therapy, no bettering. Like, this is it. What are you going to do? Change? This is you. No one's popping pills on my side. Nobody's on antidepressants. My father's like, I've been depressed for 30 years. My wife grew up with a mother that was more forgiving. This accidents happen. Just as long as you were not injured, we could always replace it. Come home with a flat tire on my bicycle, my father would be like, what is this? I didn't see the nail. My father was like, guess who's walking this summer?
He is my favorite stand-up.
He's
just so
funny.
Good. Even funnier to watch as well.
I can relate.
Yes.
I mean, I came home, and Everly came home, and her scooter wasn't working, and the handlebars... Well, she's like, I dropped it on the ground. I'm like, why? Why do you do that? That is,
you're not paying for this.
Yeah, now I have to go find new handlebars. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's like, but I'm just like,
and Carol's like, as long as you're okay.
Did you?
Just get another
Everly,
one.
That you can't do that. You know that more of that type of thing.
Right.
But she also can. She is the most northern southern person I've ever met. She's loud and she can be abrupt. Right,
Carol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she is.
She got a little Jersey Shore in her.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Just say a lot of Virginia Beach in her.
Okay.
That's what drew you in, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
it did.
That's true. Well, I mean, maybe she's, but it clashes. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Mm.
I just realized that I am the Jason Goodman in my relationship and that Ben is the Carol.
Yeah.
Because Ben is super southern. He's like, you didn't get hurt, did you? And I'm like, what?
You should get hurt. Maybe you'd learn a lesson, Henry. Maybe break an arm or two. You would learn.
But Ben is not loud.
No.
No.
Carol, that's what she said.
No, but, yeah.
Ben is like the most calm dude.
Yes, very.
Yeah.